There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show. Happy Friday, a football Friday. And I believe we are 7 sleeps away from college football. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, with Bucky Brooks, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Bucky, of course, a high school head coach here in Southern California. He's got his first game at 3:30 today. I'm not sure I necessarily like playing at 3:30, but I like the idea of being done at 6.
It's odd for sure. It's odd to play a high school game at 3:30 when you're so used to what they call Friday night lights.
Yes.
7 o'clock, 7:30 starts. The lights, this would be different, but it'd be a good experience.
It'd be a good experience. It'd be nice and warm. Be toasty. Guys don't have to get warmed up. Right? But you got to manage conditioning a little bit.
You got to manage conditioning. You got to hydrate. Yep. You got to make sure they're hydrated. But yeah, it's a different challenge for sure.
Especially those big boys. We've got a lot into the Deshaun Watson thing. We'll continue to do so. Michael Lombardi, of course, a longtime member of several spectacular front offices. He also has the Lombardi line. He has his own book. He's worked for Belichick. He's worked for Bill Walsh, you name it. He'll join us upcoming in about 15 minutes. We'll talk some of the Big Ten media deal and what that does for not just college, but I'm interested. Bucky knows the high school recruiting world. How does that shift a lot of these teams on the West Coast? What does it do to the Big Ten? What does it do to the rest of the country? Get to that. Zach Jackson is going to join us next hour. He covers the Browns for The Athletic as we try and figure out all the reaction to the Deshaun Watson news and the press conference and all the comments and how they're feeling in Cleveland. Plus, we got some Kenny Pickett stuff for you. Let me start with this, though. Bucky, Baker Mayfield he's going to be the starter week one for the Carolina Panthers. You and I were just talking off air, like, man, Sam Darnold, I just thought he was going to be a dude. And I do understand, at both of us as former athletes, right? You understand what confidence or lack thereof can do. It makes you a shell of the player you used to be. But you even go back to week three last season when he had Christian McCaffrey, like people were like, wow, Sam Darnold, he's bounced back. What happened?
Like it's one of the more baffling deals. And here's the thing that's so difficult about evaluating players coming out of college. You just don't know what their pro environment is going to be. Coaching, staff, supporting cast around them, how they act going from one league to the next, meaning going from the college game to the next level, playing in the pro game, because it's all different. For Sam Darnold, he certainly was talented. I liken him to more of a, in basketball terms, more of a scorer than Ashura. I didn't think his game was pure in terms of like the way that he passed and all that, but everybody loved who he was as a person. He had great leadership skills and intangibles, and still he's regarded as a great worker and guy in the locker room. On the field, it just hasn't resonated. And I think what happens is you have a guy like Baker Mayfield who comes in there who has always been at his best when he's been challenged and when he's had to kind of scratch and claw and find a way to get ahead. And now he has a situation where he's competing with Sam Darnold. And I just think that confidence that Baker has, I think the team feels that. And if Sam has any insecurities that kind of manifest itself, I think it just makes it very, very difficult for the head coach to go with the guy who is questionable and shaky as opposed to the guy who is confident, even though their skills may be comparable.
All right, I'm gonna liken myself to Baker Mayfield in a probably to some people disrespectful way, but whatever. So I left Notre Dame. If you haven't followed on Twitter, mm-hmm. I did something bad like almost 30 years ago, and people still think that that's
still talk about it.
Yeah, that's right. But when I left Notre Dame, and it wasn't their fault, like they didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my final schools was Marquette.
Oh,
and one of the reasons I love Marquette, Mike Dean was a coach who's my kind of crazy person. Mm-hmm. I love Dino, but it was that they played Notre Dame every year.
Right? You wanted to get some?
Hell
of that.
Yeah, I wanted
you
to
get some.
Like,
of that.
Like I was hoping Baron Davis wouldn't go to UCLA because maybe I'd go to UCLA because they played Notre Dame every year, right? And they were better, but I was like, man, Marquette, like, man, we could go and beat Notre Dame every year,
yeah,
and just
stick it to them. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes. His first game is against the Browns,
mm-hmm.
who drafted number one overall,
yeah.
picked up his fifth-year option, and then is like, eh, you know what? We like Deshaun Watson better. We'll give Deshaun Watson, sight unseen, knowing that a suspension's coming, the biggest contract fully guaranteed in the history of the sport. Mm-hmm. So he obviously feels shunned. You mentioned he's at his best right, when he's challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'll be at his best a couple Sundays from now?
Oh, he'd be on 10. He might be on 11 facing them.
Can you imagine
he's
that
on,
guy? Because he's almost like Latimer in what football movie is that with the program, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Spot of the table. Yeah. First team defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gonna be him.
He's gonna be lights out. The thing with Baker is, and I think this is what His next team, it may be the Panthers, what they have to channel is Baker Mayfield is always at his best when he's back into a corner. He has to prove himself. The issue happens with Baker is when, not necessarily when he gets comfortable, when he doesn't necessarily have that immediate thing, that immediate challenge that makes him go up a notch. Because right now, man, by all accounts, like Robbie Anderson and those guys who were like, I don't know, are now talking about, oh, man, we feed off his energy and his confidence and this. And so Baker's going to play well, and he's going to end up playing well against the Browns because that's what he does. Like, we all, as competitive athletes, love, man, we love to do the I told you so thing. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to probably play his best game of the season against the Browns. And so we'll see. But this is a fascinating thing that Baker Mayfield, in 3.5 weeks, can come and snatch Sam Darnold's job. That is something that I know we talk about, he had an inside track because they traded for him. But to get traded for July 6th and to be the starter in the first preseason game, Doug, that's unprecedented. That's unprecedented in a true quarterback competition. Yeah, that to me is mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing, but I also would tell you that if it doesn't work, it part of it is you understand why Matt Rhule might be out of a job, right? Where he's grasping at straws to try and save this thing. And Baker is a guy who he does. He's charismatic. He walks into a room. He takes over the room. Whereas Sam has a kind of cool, calm demeanor, kind of quiet and thoughtful. Baker's definitely takes the air out of a room. Mm-hmm. My thing with Baker has always been like, I think he's got all those things. I just don't know if he has the talent, right? Because everyone.
I agree with you. I didn't know what his superpower was. Look, I thought he can be feisty and have the edge and the intangibles and those things. Look, not quite big enough, not quite fast enough. Arm talent is fine, solid, but I didn't think he was A-level in any regard. So I always wondered, how is he going to overcome his deficiencies? Well, when he's backed into a corner and he has to prove it, his energy, intensity, and all that stuff, competitiveness, enables him to overcome it. Man, is that sustainable?
I don't think so. Yeah. See, I think that's, again, I think that's what happened last year. You know, you and I have talked about, like, you just, you can't fool players. Right? Yeah. At that level, you can't fool them. If you don't have it, it doesn't matter how much you act like you got it. Yeah, if you ain't got it.
You
got
to have it.
That's the only explanation for how he lost that locker room in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Is that he, there's certain things he couldn't do. Now, could he not do those things because his left shoulder was injured? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But there were things that he couldn't do, and that seems to be why he lost that locker room.
Yeah, you lose the locker room when you do it. And also, like, whatever happened with him and Odell and maybe him and Jarvis Landry, when you have guys who are respected throughout the league as dudes and it doesn't work, it ended up looking bad, making him look bad that he couldn't figure it out, especially when Odell goes to the Rams and has success with Matthew Stafford.
Immediately.
Yeah, and so that didn't help his cause. But now, you get a clean slate, and sometimes going to a new environment – dealing with new players, different players, new system, he's able to kind of rebuild and repair his career. And by all accounts, he's done a great job in camp. And it certainly looks like he's going to be the QB1 when the Panthers play the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, and which makes that game, did you ever think that a Carolina-Cleveland Week 1 game would be a, man, I can't wait to see that game. But as you pointed out, the NFL does it better than anybody else. Oh, that just happens to be the first game of the season. Look what just happened. That's amazing. How'd that happen?
Just fell into it. Oh, just naturally. That just fell into.
That's going to be a remarkable thing. Did you watch last night with the Bears statistically dominating the Seahawks?
I did, and I got a chance to see it. I'm really excited. Like, there are a lot of people that are down on the Bears, and I know preseason stuff doesn't matter. But I'm just really excited about Justin Fields playing in an offense that I believe is more catered to his skill set. And so when I look at Justin Fields playing in another Shanahan-like system that does a lot of what we call stretch bootleg, so running game to the front side, bootleg to the backside, it's really easy for the quarterback. And we saw he goes 5 for 7. The yards per attempt were not quite where you like it, but what you saw was like just solid, steady, consistent play from him. And if he continues to give you that, he'll be fine. They need to upgrade the weapons, but right now it's working, and I think they'll end up being okay.
It's going to be an interesting challenge for him because this is a GM that didn't draft him, okay, a coach that didn't draft him, and the previous GM and previous coach and previous director of player personnel that did like him, it's not like you point out, they didn't leave him a ton of weapons, so you really got to see it. Even if the results aren't what you want them to be, right? Like, there's nobody in that offense that really, really scares you.
Nobody. He's the one that scares you. Right. So if he is able to do anything with this group, the new regime will feel great about him. Now, and it's tricky because it's not necessarily fair to him that you're asking him to do a lot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you're a high pick and you land wherever you land, you got to kind of figure it out. And so he has to figure it out despite his circumstances.
Arm yourself with the best defense for hunger. A Traeger drill, Traeger set it and forget it convenience, means you can actually watch the game, not the grill. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show to start saving. And remember to use the code DP Show to get free shipping. All right, longtime NFL exec Mike Lombardi is going to join us upcoming next. He thinks the Browns should bring in Jimmy G right now. We'll find out why. That's upcoming next. But first, we all have different ideas about success. We achieve it in different times, in different ways. Now, if you've recently changed jobs or you're considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolio and retirement accounts. Retirement's a huge step. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't have to do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. And that's just the beginning. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com. That's spelled STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated. Members SIPC and NYSE.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini-games, like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win, or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Doug Gottlieb, Bucky Brooks, in for Dan the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. So he mentioned that Bucky's a high school coach locally in Southern California. Mm-hmm. How do you know, when do you know if your team is ready to play? Is that magic level? Like, you kick off at 3:30. Do you know at 3? Do you know at 3:15? Do you know at 3:30? Or does it take you till 3:35, 3:40? Like,
middle of the first quarter. Middle of the first quarter is when you know, okay, either we're good or we not. But you never know, because like, and it's the hardest thing, because you know, as a player, because you coach, like, you want them to be ready, you want them to be locked in on the bus, you want them locked in and walk through, you want them locked in from warm-ups, and they're goofing around and they're taking pictures and they want to put their shades on, and you're like, lock in and focus. You sound like the old school coach.
Yeah.
But then sometimes they're like that, you kick it off and they play great.
Right.
Other times they're locked in and focused and they suck. So you just don't know.
And every group's different. every group's different. Some groups they need to be, you know, they need to not be serious. Some groups is like how they practice, how they walk through is how they play. And that's a feeling out process. And you're our game. And high school football is so much harder than high school high school basketball. You always start out in a tournament. So you're like, all right, you're bad. All right, we'll change something tomorrow. And then we play a tournament. Then we got another tournament next week. We'll figure it out. High school football, like, you're into it, and you got like 10, 11 games, and then you got the playoffs.
And you're trying to figure it out the entire time. And so what you try to do is you try and stay level headed and not get over your skis when it comes to it. But yeah, it's a challenge. And you're right. Every group is different. And I think what you said earlier when we were talking about Tom Brady, your team is as your best players are. So if your best players are locked in and focused and those things, they do the right things, then everybody else tends to do that. But if your best player is one of those guys that you're always having to stay on, well, then your team is like that. And so because football is a little different than basketball, one or two guys can just carry you. You know, if you got better guys, I got better guys, I'm giving the ball to them, but you need the team in football, and so you just hope that those guys buy in and they lock in, but you never know until we're well beyond the first kickoff, and then you're like, oh, okay, this is what we got to do.
When you go talk to them, how much of what you say is scripted? And how much of what you say is like, I want to hit this, I want to hit that, like, or do you just completely wing it?
A little bit, like little things that you want to talk about. I think what's funny is, I think I used to talk to the team more when I was assistant. I thought it was big to stand up in front of the team and do whatever. I try not to say a whole lot, Doug. I try to save my words for when it really matters. I try, look, man, it's a player's game. Like, look, we talk about the same things. Like, hey, block, tackle, take care of the ball, run to the ball. If you don't give it away, you can win games. Just do those things. And then you hope that it works out and you hope that they buy in. But it's a process. And I think the biggest thing that I figured out coaching ball is people talk about the buzzword culture. Yeah, but the environment that you create, if you can create an environment where dudes are committed and accountable and they have trust with one another, you can win.
I completely agree. And that is, you know, it's like I used to at times hate practicing as a player, right? Just like, oh God, not today. Not today. But if you can create the right environment in practice, right? Length of practice, intensity of practice, then you don't have to dial it up for a game. But you got to be cautious. Like, how much do I dial up that intensity in practice? You don't want to leave it on the practice field, right?
Yeah.
That's the other part. Michael Lombardi joins us here. Of course, longtime executive in the National Football League. He hosts the Lombardi Line on VSiN, and he's an author. He's done just about everything, part of he's a three-time Super Bowl-winning NFL executive, and he was NFL Executive of the Year. He joins us with Bucky Brooks. I'm Doug Gottlieb here on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Michael, what was your immediate reaction to the agreement with this Deshaun Watson suspension?
You know, I thought it was right in the worst spot it could be for the Browns as they build their future. You know, look, the Watson case, that's something that, you know, we've talked about at length. But for me, from a football standpoint, and strictly this is all I'm talking about here, is 11 games is really right in the hard spot. Because as Bucky knows, having played, you know, having played, it's hard for a guy to not play and then all of a sudden become magical. And so the fact that he'll come back week 12 doesn't mean he comes back as the player we remember. He comes back as a guy trying to get his game going again. And it may take him 2 weeks. It may take him 3 weeks. And what happens if the Browns are good? Do you make that substitution? You know, do you automatically go with Watson and try to see him go through it? To me, you know, I said this before. Anything over six games, I would trade for Jimmy Garoppolo because it's going to be too hard for Brissett to manage it. And I think that ultimately 11 games is going to be harder for Watson to come back and have any continuity and any success immediately.
Michael, I want to give you your flowers. One, I think the work that you've done since we last were together, NFL Network, has been amazing in terms of how you're helping coaches with the Daily Coach, Gridiron Genius, all this stuff is outstanding.
Thank you, Bucky.
Yeah, like it's really awesome.
You know, Bucky was, you know, hey, Doug, you got to remember now, Bucky was the pride of Al Davis now. Bucky could run. You know,
I couldn't play, but I could run. Bucky could run.
And we were going to play Bucky at every position known to mankind. I mean, Bucky would have been great in the Princeton offense where Petey Corral would have played him everywhere, you know? He could run. I appreciate you saying that, Bucky. The Daily Coach has been a source of great pride for Coach Raveling and myself to help other coaches, and, you know, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. I got to tell you, one of my former players, Kamadi Ramsey, is one of the guys that used to help with you guys, I know, when you're starting out. So I want to say that.
He's the greatest writer of all time, but Kamadi is the wordsmith of all time. He's amazing.
So, and thinking about your experience as a front office, so now what do you do with Deshaun Watson? Like, he can't be around the facility. If you could build out a plan for him, what would you advise him to do to get ready so he can be at his best when he returns?
That's a hard thing to do because, you know, everything with a quarterback is timing. Look, Aaron Rodgers is complaining about his receivers because he doesn't have enough experience with them. And you know, you remember going to Colt games. And, Doug, you've seen Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison. Guys have played forever. You know, they're out there pregame 2 hours before working on their routes, working on their adjustments. Playing receiver with the quarterback, it takes time.
Yeah.
And when you don't have that timing, you know, why is Cooper Kupp so good? Why did Cooper Kupp get 81 first downs last year in the NFL when everybody knew he was getting the ball? Because he and Stafford have such symmetry together. And I think that's hard to duplicate for Deshaun Watson. So I think, to me, what I would tell Watson is, I think you got to get back and you got to restore your name. You got to try to do things to help other people, to help show that you are a good person, that the person that everybody thought at Clemson isn't this person today. I think you got to work on your character. You got to work on the things that you got to give back to the community. I think that's really important, one. Two, I don't know how he's going to get better at football when the timing of who he's going to practice against isn't going to be there. It's a challenge. It really is. You know, I'm sure they're going to set him the game plans. I'm sure they're going to make sure he's watching tape, all those things. But nothing's, you know, Allen Iverson talked about practice. But football, you need practice. And you need practice with the guys you're going to play with.
No question. Which brings us to another quarterback who's slightly more accomplished than Deshaun Watson and Tom Brady. Yesterday, Todd Bowles said, He basically said he doesn't know when he's going to return, right? Thinks it could be Monday, but doesn't know it's going to be Monday. We're told this was pre-planned, fine. But for Tom Brady, a guy who is an absolute fiend for preparation, he's lost a couple offensive linemen, he's lost his longtime tight end, his best wide receiver is not healthy. How do you think this affects the Buccaneers season?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm going to do a plug. VSiN has – we have a great betting guide going out. This will come out next week. And all that is questions that get answered in the guide. If you want to learn about these teams, it's tremendous. But I don't know how Tom's going to do it. I think it was pre-planned because I think it was really important that it leaked out or was told that it wasn't about his mom. My initial reaction was, oh, maybe something's wrong with his mom.
He needs to go
help her.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm so thankful that that's not the case. Look, you know, Tom's in a married man. He's got kids. Maybe they planned this vacation. Now, I can't imagine Tom can go on vacation without getting TMZ showing pictures of him riding the rides at Disney. But obviously, this is something that was pre-planned. I'm sure they know when he's coming back. I think they want to make sure, give it a day or two here or there. I fully expect Tom to be working on his game no matter where he is. Because remember, when he goes on vacation, even in March, you know, he's got two receivers with him and a bag of balls.
I mean, does. It's funny you bring up balls because Deflategate and that stuff. So I want to go back to the Patriots because there's a lot of consternation and intrigue about what is happening with them in the offensive play caller. Is it Matt Patricia? Is it Joe Judge? You haven't been around the Patriots. How do the Patriots normally handle preseason when it comes to that kind of stuff, getting coaching responsibilities and that for game day?
Well, I think they do, like, they try to help coaches in preseason as much as they try to develop players, right? So always in the last preseason game, somebody will call the game that's outside the coordinator. You know, for example, you know, that when Josh McDaniels was there, you know, Brian Daboll would call the game in the fourth preseason game. Or last year, I think my son Mick actually called the third preseason game while Josh worked on the opponent. you know, the next opponent. So there's always a development end to this. Look, I think what people don't understand is everything that happens inside that building is coordinated through the head coach. He's not a guy who's just standing on the sidelines watching the game. You know, he's going through the offensive game plan with the offensive staff. He's going through the defensive game plan with the defensive staff. So calls that are made during the game have pretty much been predetermined. If I could ever give the Hall of Fame anything, I wish I could give them Bill Belichick's pre-game, pre-night meeting, Saturday night before the game, when he has the entire coaching staff in the room and he goes over how the game is going to go tomorrow. And he would say to Josh McDaniels, look, Josh, on the first third down call, I want this and this. You know, Matt Patricia on defense, you know, first third down call, I think we should do this. I want to start the game off this way because everybody understands it. So we make such a big deal of who the play caller is because we've become a league of subcontractors. You know, Kellen Moore runs the offense in Dallas. Poor Mike McCarthy walks around with a sheet in his hand, you know, and Dan Quinn runs the defense, you know. And so Matt Eberflus just stands there and watches two coaches coach. That doesn't happen in New England.
You mentioned Mike McCarthy. This is obviously a year where people think he's got to win. And it's got to get cleaned up in terms of the penalties that didn't in the preseason game. In terms of end-of-game execution, obviously we're not there yet. They have a lot of injuries to their wide receivers. Offensive line appears to have aged some. Same thing with Ezekiel Elliott. Do the Cowboys have it to win that division?
I think it's going to be hard. Look, I think they got to get better on offense. I think the problem with Dallas has been, look, everybody talks about Kellen Moore going to become – Kellen Moore, it calls plays. But there's an element of you've got to be able to run an offense that's complementary to the game that's going on. And so I don't think the three areas, special teams, offense, and defense, get tied together in Dallas. And then there's an old saying, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. When you have too many penalties in games, then you're allowing it to happen. You know, you've got to stop it. You've got to handle it. And Mike won a Super Bowl calling offensive plays in Green Bay. It's remarkable to me that he just stands there and watches Kellen Moore as the head coach run the offense. When they don't really run a way to where they don't adjust during the game, it's pretty clear. So for me, I think it's going to be hard. I think Pollard moving into the slot may be a really good idea. This is a really good player. You know, this next book that I finished, I ranked the top 100 players. And when I watch Gale Sayers run to study for the book, Tony Pollard and Gale Sayers run very similar. They're he's so talented. They've got to keep him on the field all the time. I think CeeDee Lamb will be really good. If they get Gallup back, that's great. The concern you have with Dallas is the left tackle. Can Smith stay healthy? You know, and then the guard they drafted from Tulsa has a propensity to hold. You know, and either you put mittens on them or you don't play them, because once you get a holding penalty as offensive football team, you're going to step back. So I think it's going to be a hard year for Dallas. I really do. I think this Eagle team has improved greatly. I don't know if Jalen Hurts improved greatly, but the team around them has.
You know, Mike, I hear you always talk about on your podcast, the GM Shuffle, which is a great listen. I hear you all the time talk about pad level and conditioning. So when we're looking at preseason games, what are you looking for as you're thinking about building your team for the season, for the marathon? What are the things that should be important to watch in preseason?
I think pad level is so important because you don't practice during the season. You get one practice a week. You have to. People say, what is pad level? Pad level is your ability to control the line of scrimmage. Football is still a game in the trenches. No matter how much we want to draft receivers in the first round, football is a game that's determined by offensive and defensive linemen, who controls the line. And pad level goes a long way with that. And if you don't coach pad level in August, you can't get it back in November. So I'm always looking at that. The other thing I'm looking at is running backs, right? We don't practice running backs in preseason. But when you get to that first game and you've given a back the ball 20 times, can he hold up during that time? Is he not exhausted? And then conditioning. Look, here's the problem. Last year, I thought the Eagles were one of the worst conditioned teams in the month of September. You know, Fletcher Cox would go two plays and have to come out. You know, when you're playing in a game in September, the heat, humidity in the East is a problem. Plus, you've got to be ready for the fourth quarter. You've got to be ready for the fourth quarter. And it's like boxing. If you don't spar so many rounds before the fight, you're not going to last the end of the fight. So that's what I'm always looking for. And I'm looking for level of comp against a player. Like last night, Geno Smith didn't play well against the backups for the Bears. That's got to worry you tremendously.
Michael Lombardi, our guest here on the Dan Patrick Show with Bucky Brooks. I'm Doug Gottlieb. The Kansas City Chiefs have been the dominant team in the AFC for the past half decade. But that team's going to change, right? Because every team that prepped for them, with the exception of the Raiders, played two high safeties for fear of Tyreek Hill getting loose. Tyreek Hill is no longer a member of the Chiefs, and now they're starting to have some injuries to some of the replacements for Tyreek Hill. How do you think the Chiefs look when they play real games this year?
You know, just to the first preseason game, Doug, I thought they really went back to Andy Reid's West Coast roots. I mean, you know, when they had Alex Smith and Andy first got there in 13, they were West Coast college. They were Alex Smith's Utah offense. And then when they got Mahomes in there, they transferred. With Tyreek Hill, they became this down-the-field, you know, different version of the West Coast. But what I saw in the first preseason game was more of what Andy did in Philadelphia. And I think he understands that he doesn't have anybody to clear it up. I think the bigger concern, if I'm Travis Kelce, I'm worried. Because Travis Kelce never was able – all the coverage went over to Hill. It went over to Hill. You know, we're going to roll to Hill. We're going to get to Hill. Kelce kind of away from the 3-by-1 had a pretty good chance to get open against guys that can't cover him. I think that's going to affect it. And I think Andy knows that. Andy's such a good offensive coach that he can adapt his offense. And he had an offseason to do it. And I think that's what you're going to see. I think they're going to go back to his West Coast roots more and adapt to within fit to personnel that he has. Look, you can't replace Hill. I don't know why they traded him. To me, he was the straw that stirred the drink there, because people didn't play two high safeties. They played two really high safeties. Like, they were not allowing – this guy only averaged 11.9 yards a catch because everybody was scared to death of him.
You know, Michael, I feel like you've been one of the guys who has been a Lamar Jackson fan, but you've also had maybe a vision for how he could play as he ages in this league. Can you just talk a little bit about how you would envision a perfect offense for Lamar Jackson in this league based on what you saw from him, not only since he's been in the league, but what you saw from him when he was at Louisville?
Well, my son was at Louisville, so I watched every Louisville game. He was coaching the tight ends at Louisville, so I kind of knew Louisville's program. And Lamar was under center quite a bit with Bobby Petrino. I think we have this notion that we got to put players in shotgun all the time. And I think if he's under center, he's more dangerous. Now, the only play in football where the quarterback blocks somebody is the boot or the naked, because somebody's got to run out there with him, right? And if you're Lamar Jackson and you fake a handoff and you boot out – that guy who's running out there with him ain't going to catch him. And so now all of a sudden it opens up the field. You can throw the ball down the field. Lamar's struggles have been throwing the ball outside the numbers, down the field, vertically. Mark Andrews makes a ton of catches inside the hash marks or inside the numbers, actually. And so for me, what I would run with Lamar would be the Kyle Shanahan offense, boots, nakeds, you know, movement plays. Get him outside. He can throw the ball. He was one of the most accurate deep ball throwers in the middle of the field, down the field. Bobby Petrino would open up a lot of games at Louisville with a deep post or a deep over, and he would face mask the throw, which meant he put the ball into the receiver's face mask. It was really brilliant, and that's what I would run. But I think what's happened to them is Baltimore's gotten into way too much RPO stuff. I don't think he's an RPO quarterback. I think he's a play-action-pass quarterback. Now, in the first preseason game, watching their tape, with Huntley at quarterback, they looked like they were going to be under center a little bit more. I think that's the key. If they do that with their offense, and the way he looks, Bucky, you saw the pictures of him, and he looks like a linebacker.
Yeah,
he looks like a linebacker. You know, Bill Walsh used to say to me all the time when I would get on bus one and sit behind him, and he was doodling the single wing plays in with his little notepad up front. He said, you know, if Joe Montana could hold up running the single wing, he would have been tremendous. Same thing with Lamar.
Yeah.
He could be the greatest single wing quarterback ever.
Isn't that what they're running?
Well, they're not really running it because he's not under center.
Isn't single wing from the shotgun?
It is, but I mean, their plays, the motion, all the stuff that they do. The way he handles it, you got to be able to run play action.
Yeah.
You got to be able to fake the handoff. You got to get him out on the perimeter. You got to make somebody run with him. And what happens when you run boots? The backside. Why do you think the running game in a bootleg action is so effective? Because the backside vacates.
Right. It's 11-on-11 football. It's much more 11-on-11.
Yeah. Exactly.
Michael Lombardi joining us. Michael, I want to ask you about two other teams. I watched the Chargers several times. They scrimmaged the Cowboys. They were better yesterday. Weren't as good the day before. But the Chargers feel like they have the talent, and they've shored up offensive line, some of the run game stuff. Brandon Staley's second year as head coach, you would think, can only get better. Are you a buyer into the Chargers, a team who, despite no matter who they have at coach, it feels like they lose one or two that they shouldn't lose during a season?
Well, look, last year, what I worried about is when your head coach is a specialist in one area, and that area is really pathetic. They were terrible on defense last year, and they've got really good players. They got a Pro Bowl player at safety. They got a Pro Bowl player in the defensive line, and they had, you know, now they signed J.C. Jackson. I mean, this is a more talented team. The reason he went for it so much on fourth down, according to what he told people, was because he didn't trust his defense. Now, he's got to improve his defense. You know, because those same players were on the field. I know he's added J.C. Jackson, but they've got to get better. They couldn't stop the run last year at all. They struggled. So I think Herbert's great. I think they've got to diversify a little bit more offensively. You know, I think losing Melvin, I think losing a big back, I think they need somebody with Eckler, because I think Eckler's great, right? But I think you need another, you need a 1-2 combination. Maybe they'll have it. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But I think ultimately they're going to have to find a way to win close games. And that's something they couldn't do last year. And he's got to manage games better. I know he makes the analytical community happy because he goes for it on fourth down. But there's a difference between being aggressive and being stupid. And I think sometimes he was just not smart in those decisions.
Right. I'm going for it on your own 19-yard line against the Raiders. Speaking of the Raiders, okay, you have a new coach who obviously has done amazing things as an offensive coordinator, not when he was a head coach in Denver. And then you bring in Devontae Adams in any conversation of the best wide receiver in the league. But there's so much change with the Raiders. Even if they're more talented at certain spots, will they be as good as they were last year?
Well, full disclosure, my son's the offensive coordinator, so my heart's in full time with the Raiders. I'm a Raider once again, so I'll say this with tainted glasses. But the fact is that if they can get Waller back, you know, they were one of the worst red zone teams in football last year, and they had Darren Waller. He only played in 11 games. He caught 2 touchdown passes. Darren Waller, away from the 3-by-1 with Hunter Renfro in there. Hunter Renfro was 81% the time they threw the ball. This is an important stat in football. How many times you're a target and how many catches you make? He was 81% last year, one of the highest in the league. So Renfro's really good. He converted 43 first downs. And with Devontae Adams on the outside, the coverage is getting rolled. That means Waller's going to have a huge year. I think he's going to have a great year. I think the key for the Raiders is if they can play from in front, if they can get the lead, if they can play the Bill Walsh theory of West Coast, which is get the lead at halftime and let Chandler Jones and Max Crosby rush and really be disruptive in that, they have a chance to be. It's a tough competition. They play great quarterbacks, but they're set up to play quarterbacks because of Crosby and Jones. I think, and the one thing different between Andy Reid and Josh McDaniels is Josh McDaniels will run the ball. Andy got bored with running. Yep. He put those high safeties. You know, Andy would give up on a 5. You know, at the 5-yard gains kind of bothered Andy. You know, he didn't want to play $5 blackjack. He wanted to play $50 blackjack. So, you know, but Josh will run the ball more. I think if Jacobs could stay healthy or whoever the back will be, I think that's key. They've got to control the pace of the game. And look, let's face it, they have one of the best field goal kickers in football. That's why they won so many close games. And why did the Bengals get to the Super Bowl last year? Why did the Bengals almost win a Super Bowl? Because the McPherson was 14 for 14 in the playoffs.
Sure, sure. Awesome stuff as always. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Just thanks to have me. I appreciate you. And I just want to mention VSiN and check out the betting guide.
Yeah, it's you can go to VSiN, VSiN.com/subscribe, and you can get a copy of that Better's Guide that'll be available on the 25th of August. Of course, Michael Lombardi hosts the Lombardi Line on VSiN. That's VSiN. Okay, coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Ooh, I like this. Independent intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com. What does the massive new media deal mean for recruiting? That's for the Big Ten, but also for the rest of college football. That's next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Bucky Brooks, Doug Gottlieb. In for Dan, the Danettes. The boys are back on Monday. Tom Brady, we don't know if he's back on Monday. Dan Patrick, we do know he's back. He's back on Monday. There's the new Big Ten deal was announced, made official yesterday. So the Big Ten is going to be split three networks. Fox, obviously, and Fox Sports One. NBC, Peacock also will get some as well. And CBS will get the main game. You know, to fill where they lose the SEC. So, Bucky, like, you're, well, what I love about you is you're all about football, all about ball, from Elite 11, high school level, all the way up to the pros. How do you think this affects college recruiting specifically?
I mean, it affects it a ton because recruiting is so crazy now with NIL deals and TV and being able to see your people play, but now everyone wants to be visible. Everyone wants to be in the marquee games because now the marquee games lead to more money when it comes to NIL stuff. So you want to play marquee games, see everybody watch you play against the best competition so you can build the reputation and the legacy. So it's huge. I think it'll continue to be bigger and bigger and bigger as it expands out. I think everyone is paying close attention to how these things play out and where you can be seen.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be interesting. Obviously, NBC back being a player. They still have Notre Dame. Now they have the Big Ten as well. Obviously, there's room in there for expansion if Notre Dame was to join the Big Ten. I think, honestly, the deal becomes a huge win for Notre Dame is in their desire to stay independent, right? Where they can play the top level ACC schools, play a couple of national schools, play Big Ten schools, and still kind of have their own sort of quasi. I think actually the news should be the NBC. You have two games on a Saturday. That changed the dynamic of your TV viewing.
Yes.
Obviously, the other teams in the Pac-10 seem to be left in the dust. What happens to the Big 12 is interesting as well. But I it's going to be fascinating to me because the SEC is absolutely loaded, and that is where most of the players are. But there's a lot of skill position players in California who now I think the Big 10 can come in and recruit.
Absolutely. And it's not just the – look, it used to just be like, hey, Michigan could come in, Ohio State can come in. Well, now you have a blueprint where – Iowa and Wisconsin might be able to come in because now, look, they can play a couple games in California. So I think it works out well for the Big Ten.
I don't think UCLA will ever necessarily win in the league, but it's a win for UCLA from this standpoint. The money that you make, and I had a really powerful AD tell me this a couple weeks ago. Everybody talks about the TV money. It's kind of a wash because you got to upgrade your facilities. You got to pay all the coaches. The travel's more expensive. The real money is made in the stadium. Yeah. In those seven home games. And, you know, for UCLA, filling up the Rose Bowl has always been a challenge.
Yeah.
It will never be a challenge anymore. Now, it'll be like the Chargers, where they may not be playing home games, even though they're at home.
Yeah.
It's an hour from their campus. It's hard to get students there. But even when Indiana and Purdue, Minnesota,
it's a mini
vacation. Plus, you have enough alums out here to fill up 25,000 seats, which it'll make it a thing. So I think it really helps UCLA fill up their coffers, which helps their Olympic sports. The challenge is going to be all of that travel. And then the challenge, and then the other way that UCLA has to, I think, recruit is to what USC is doing, which is they're going to lose players to the Midwest, to the Southeast, but now you can bounce back recruit. You can recruit out of the portal.
Yes.
And the question will be, will they get the NIL that the big boys in the SEC have to get those kids home?
Yeah, that'd be the challenge, particularly for a school like UCLA. But yeah, like you're already seeing that Chip Kelly's beginning to live in the portal and get some of these grad transfers and other stuff. And it's helped them because they're a very mature team, which has helped them get to 7 and 8 wins.
But it's hard to establish a culture in that 1 year. Arm yourself with the best defense for hunger, Traeger Grill. Traeger Set It and Forget It convenience means you actually watch the game, not the grill. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show. Start saving and remember to use the code DP Show to get free shipping. All right, coming up next, we have Boots on the Ground in Cleveland. They give us a reaction to Deshaun Watson and the settlement. We got that to get to. We got some Kenny Pickett news with you for the in terms of the Pittsburgh Steelers and who they're going to start at quarterback. Plus, we're going to have put Bucky to the test of the new Thursday Night Football theme song. We'll have him be Simon Cowell. Does he like it, or is it complete crap? Complete crap. All right, that's upcoming next. It's a Football Friday because Bucky's team kicks off in about 7 hours here. That's upcoming next on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.